Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in John chapter 18, verses 12 through 18 in the International Children's Bible, and this is what it says. Then the soldiers with their commander and the Jewish guards arrested Jesus. They tied him and led him first to Annas. Annas was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest, that year. Caiaphas was the one who had told the Jews that it would be better if one man died for all the people. Simon Peter and another one of Jesus' followers went along after Jesus. This follower knew the high priest. So he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard, but Peter waited outside near the door. The follower who knew the high priest came back outside. He spoke to the girl at the door and brought Peter inside. The girl at the door said to Peter, "Aren't you also one of that man's followers?" Peter answered, "No, I am not." It was cold, so the servants and guards had built a fire. They were standing around it and warming themselves. Peter was standing with them, warming himself. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's easy to look at this story, and we've looked at it so many different times, and say with Peter and with verve in our voice, we would never betray you. We would never say we didn't know you. We will be with you forever. But I know that the human heart is fickle. I know my own heart, and I know that I have abandoned you at times. And so, Jesus, I ask that you would forgive me for that. You are everything to me. You are my king, but you're also my very best friend. And I don't want to do things that cause a rift between us. But I know that I'm so much like Peter. I know that there are times where I'm ashamed of you. I especially know that in this world, when they look at you, Jesus, they think it's ridiculous. They think of what you did was ridiculous, or they think that you're a myth. And Lord, it's not true, but that's what so many people believe. Lord, thank you for what you endured here, that you were brought before a high priest. And so many times you said very little, like a lamb led to the slaughter, to fulfill the Isaiah prophecies. You just entrusted your soul to your Father. And so, Lord, today I pray for my friends who have a similar dark, not obviously not as similar as to what you went through, but just a dark time where they are not able to say things to defend themselves, and they're entrusting themselves to you no matter what happens in their lives. So Lord, would you show them that you see them? Would you show them this week that you are going to send someone into their lives that reminds them that you are there, that you are the God who sees, you're also the God who hears, you're also the God who knows everything, you're also the God who goes before, beside, and behind. You are within us through the Holy Spirit, you are without us, you are around us, and you have created all things. We do not need to be afraid, but Lord, so many times, forgive us, forgive me, but we live in fear. We worry about money. We worry about health. We worry about other people and what they think of us. We worry about our own significance, Lord. We worry about our dreams coming true or not coming true. We worry about, if we're parents, we worry about our kids. If we're kids, we worry about our parents. If we are without money, we worry about not having it. When we have money, we worry about how to spend it. All of these things, we're just a people of anxiety and worry. And so I just pause for a second and I let out my breath. And I just say, Lord, take it all. Take these worries. Take those fears. We offer them to you as an offering. We give them to you as broken people who know that we need a Savior. And we ask your Holy Spirit would transform those fears into faith, those worries into trust, all that anxiety and bothersome thoughts into deep-seated shalom-like peace. Would you provide that for us today in this sacred space that we have carved out to be with you? We need you. We need to hear your voice. We need to know you see us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you have any ideas about how to improve this podcast or how to help me get it out into the hands of more folks around the world, you can email me with your ideas at mary@marydemuth.com. Have an amazing day. You are loved, my friend.